But if you know any different, just let me know via Twitter at the FCUM Baglady or email at mrsbaglady@consultant.com. And talking of emails, I'm sorry about this. I'm going to have to do it now because I'm fed up of this guy keep emailing me. He's been blitzing me inbox ever since I started doing Goss, Moss and Manx. So sorry about this, but just to shut him up, here goes. Okay, it's actually the mails have been sent by a defective inspector, Richard Wickerter. But to protect his identity, we'll call him Dick. So, Dick writes, I first met the love of my life on night duty when she was brought in on vagrancy charges. The attraction was instantaneous and there was just something about her. And as we sat there, talking in the cells all night, my feelings for her began to grow. Despite the fact I'm a strict vegetarian and she ate all the meat pies in the station that night, my love for her was growing all the time. And the more we talked, it was obvious we were made for each other. She was a lapsed atheist. I'm a devout celibate Buddhist. She preferred Bauhaus to Bartok. Her favourite telly programmes, Takeshi's Castle. Mine is Songs of Praise. I like nouveau cuisine. She liked bread and dripping. I'm something of a fitness fanatic and love hiking. She preferred trudging slowly over wet sand, back to the bench where her clothes were stolen from. But I knew our love would overcome these minor issues on the road to true happiness. And it is true, opposites do attract. So after charging her in the morning with vagrancy, I asked her for a date. To my amazement, she agreed. And so that night, I met my love by the gasworks wall. And we dreamed a dream by the old canal. But before we got to kiss by the factory gates, she fell in the canal and drowned. I can't read this. So all I have now is my memories and our tune. Take any more of this. Let's have some proper music.